Joining me this morning from the Wyoming Game and Fish Department, the Public Information Specialist, Christina Schmidt. Good morning, Christina.
Good morning.
And as we are getting ready for the long weekend for some of us that are lucky enough to have not only tomorrow off, but also Friday off, I was just mentioning to you before we came on air how I plan on doing some pheasant hunting this weekend, and that's what we're going to talk about first here. Bud Love had their youth pheasant hunt. Was that last weekend?
It was. It was this past Saturday, November 17th, so it was actually the third annual one that we've done. So the day is reserved just for kids. We, of course, welcome parents, adults to come along. We just restricted adults from hunting, so other folks as well could have accessed the area that day to hunt other species, but that day is set aside actually by the commission just for kids, so only youth ages 17 and under were allowed to harvest birds. And the bird farm personnel had gone out and stalked birds, and we had about 20 kids, maybe a little more. We were set up at one gate with a trailer, so we had hot chocolate and cookies and stuff placed for the kids to get warm when they got done. And the south gate, there were people there as well. So it was, especially considering the weather, it was a pretty good turnout. And kids got a few birds here and there. They were kind of bedded down a little bit just due to the weather. So
I was gonna say, we got a little snow the day before, and it was probably around 20 degrees on that Saturday.
It was cold. It was cold and slick roads and all that. So we really do appreciate the folks that came out and went. And it seems like everybody had a good time, even if they didn't get birds.
That's good.
You know, most of the kids we talked to got at least one. And one group of two boys, they actually got five birds, I think.
Nice.
So they did okay, and it was fun. And one of the fun things the bird farm folks had done is they actually found a box of old leg bands in one of the buildings out there. So when they were loading birds, they had put about 30 bands on pheasants. And so actually about six kids got banded birds, and they were just from 1969, just some old ones laying around. We just thought it'd be kind of fun to see how many got taken.
Might as well use them.
And kids thought that was pretty cool to get a banded bird. And so obviously there's still quite a few out there with bands. So just letting folks know, if you go out to Bud Love and you hunt and you get a bird with a band, there's no need to report it necessarily.
We don't win bunch of money. It's not $1 million for the banded bird.
No, but we thought that might be fun for next year for the kids. Maybe we should do some sort of banding, and you know, you get a little prize if you get a bird with a yellow band or a green band or whatever. So we may think of, you know, doing something fun like that. But just for other folks who may go out there, if you get a banded bird, it'll say 1969 on it. And
the bird is not that old.
The bird is not that old. Right.
That would be one old pheasant. And talking about youth hunts, there's a Fort Phil Kearny youth hunt as well.
Correct. That is still coming up. That is something the fort puts on, but we are kind of a partner with them because they are a hunter management area. So they will have their annual youth hunt on the 24th and 25th. And it's structured a little bit different. The Bud Love one was just kind of come and go through the day. Fort Phil Kearny actually has designated start times. So they will have a start time at 8:30 a.m. and again at 1 p.m. So if you want to participate, arrive about a half hour before, come at 8 or 12:30 so everyone can kind of get signed up and registered. The cost is $2 for adults. Wyoming residents, and $4 for non-residents, and that's just the regular entrance fee into the fort. Youth hunters 17 and under are free, however, and they have a little bit different rules. They also allow an adult to hunt with kids, so you can have more than one adult with the kids, but only one adult can actually hunt pheasants at a time per group. And youth hunters 13 and under don't need a license, but they do still need a pheasant special management stamp. And those are $15.50, and you can get those at any license selling agent or get them online as well.
And is that the case at Bud Love as well then? They still need that stamp?
Correct, yes.
Okay. And then we were going to talk a little bit of just kind of pheasant hunting in general as well.
Yeah, so the season opened on November 3rd for our region, and bird farm folks have been busy stalking birds. There are a couple areas near Buffalo that offer walk-in pheasant hunting that we thought would, if folks didn't know about. Bud Love, of course, is a popular spot, but also the HF Bar and the Rock Creek State Section. If you go to our website and look under the public access tab and go to walk-in hunting, you can actually search by county. So under Johnson County, those are number 9 and number 11. And we do encourage folks to take a look, click on those, and take a look at the rules, because each area has specific rules as well as specific dates that they're open. So, for instance, you know, the pheasant season might still be open, but that specific area may have restricted dates. So we want to make sure folks take a look at that before they go. And, of course, Sheridan County has several walk-in areas as well. Again, you can get online and search a statewide map or by county. And a special management stamp is required for all those areas as well. So a stamp is required on all lands that are enrolled in the walk-in area program, all state trust lands in Sheridan County, and also out at the Welch Ranch management area by Sheridan.
And I will say, as a pheasant hunter, I just picked it up last year, and I'm a huge fan, but this management stamp to go to these places is well worth it. It's like $15, and places like the Bud Love, you know, you guys plant birds there weekly, correct?
Yeah.
So it's a place where I've very rarely been out to Bud Love with a dog and not seen at least one or two birds.
Yeah, our bird farm folks do a great job keeping areas stocked and making sure there's good opportunity for folks. So yeah, just a reminder for folks to pick up that stamp before they go. Again, youth hunters 13 and under don't need an actual, you know, upland bird license or conservation stamp, but they do still need that stamp.
Okay. And next on the list here, and I was reading this a little bit before we came on the air, and I'm very excited about the very last sentence on this, but Healy Reservoir we're going to talk about a little bit.
Yeah, folks who have gone by Healy may have noticed it is drawn down quite a bit. My understanding is, so the Wyoming Water Development Commission now owns that area out there, and my understanding is there was a valve that needed to be repaired or replaced, worked on, so that is the reason they had it drawn down. At some point when they get it fixed, hopefully they're going to start getting it refilled pretty soon. Yes, so that last sentence is, there's the potential, it looks like it hopefully will happen in the near future, that we will be putting in a new boat ramp.
Yay!
Yes.
For those of us who have dropped boats in Healy, or as some of the old locals here call it, Haley, it's very difficult. It's hard to do without getting wet. You almost can't do it without getting wet. I haven't figured out how to do it without getting in the water yet. So it will be nice if we have a boat ramp, maybe a little dock right there that makes getting in and out a little bit easier.
Yeah, we the fisheries folks are obviously taking a look at that and trying to. I think my understanding is maybe they're going to put it in that same parking area, just down a little ways where it's a little deeper.
Okay, yeah, a little deeper with the drop off would be nice too, because you got to push your boat out about 50 feet just before you can even put the motor down.
yes. So folks can keep their eyes out for some improvements like that. We're going to hopefully try and get some of that kind of stuff done and just make it a little. Excellent. A little nicer, a little easier for folks.
Well, and I'm a big fan of fishing Haley Reservoir over there, so I'm really hoping that this happens, because, as I mentioned, it does just make in and out with your boat a lot easier.
Yeah.
And we've talked about that. I think we talked about the first case the last time you were here, but chronic wasting disease had been found now in two areas near KC.
Yeah, since last time we visited, there's been two new cases. Just letting folks know, you know, every time we get a hunt area that has a positive, that is new, we put that out for folks. So most recently, a buck whitetail deer tested positive in hunt area 32 during the first week of November. And it had been harvested west of KC. And then also in late October, a buck deer harvested south of KC in hunt area 169 had tested positive. Not super surprising, both areas. If you looked on the map prior, you know, where CWD had been found in the past, both those areas were surrounded or adjoining. areas that had positive cases come out of that. In addition, Hunt Area 32 overlaps with Elk Hunt Area 34, and they had had a cow elk test positive in 2015 and then one last year. So not totally surprising. And, you know, we did make a big push to get more samples this year. So we did have a couple come up positive, just letting folks know that. You know, we continue to do surveillance, lots of research going on to try and get, you know, a little work done on controlling the disease, learning more about it, that kind of thing.
And so if people want to have their deer tested, how do they go about that? Is there a charge for that?
No charge. No, that is free. And we do have people stopping by just about every day at the regional office in Sheridan. You know, they harvest a deer or elk or whatever they want to bring it in and have it tested. We do have usually staff there that can do that. If not, you just need to be willing to leave the head there so we can get a couple nodes out of the neck. Otherwise, you might be able to try and get in touch with a biologist or a game warden who could do it. You might see them out in the field and ask if they could collect a sample. So there's no charge. Folks, if they want to have that test in, they're sure welcome to get in contact with us. And we take those lymph nodes. They're sent to Laramie, and it's about a two-week turnaround or so. You'll get a special set of identifying numbers that you can later go online, type in those numbers, and get your results.
Okay. And of course, with hunting season here, it's time for those hunters to fill out their hunter harvest surveys.
Yes, people may actually have already started receiving those. They are sent out every year, either by email or through the regular postal service. And the survey gathers harvest information and feedback on this year's hunting season. And it's really just a good way for the department to gather a lot of data at once. And when we take those responses to estimate harvest, hunter success, how much effort hunters are putting in to getting animals, and then all of that helps make future management decisions. Because of the volume of antelope, elk, and deer licenses, not every person with a license will get that survey. For, you know, other species that have fewer licenses given out, like moose or sheep or goat, I think just about everybody will get a harvest survey for those. But for deer, elk, and antelope, it's just a random sample of folks that we send the survey to. So if you don't get one, you know, it's not because you were accidentally left off. You just may not have been in the random sample. So it's not a requirement that all hunters fill this out, but it is a huge help to us to get as many responses back as possible. It's really valuable data for us. So even if you had a license and your schedule changed and you weren't able to get out hunting, or you went hunting and didn't get an animal, we still would like all that information. That still does help us. Additionally, if you have received your survey already, but you are still hunting, please wait until you're actually finished with your season before you fill it out, just so we get accurate numbers on how many days you ended up hunting and, you know, whether you harvested or not, everything like that. And my understanding is as well that hunters who send this in, there are some prizes that they're going to do a draw for, just kind of as a thank you for folks taking the time and to fill it out.
Cool. And Super Tag raffle tickets are on sale right now.
Yes, I know it's really early, but it's for folks who want to get a jump on it. The Super Tag raffle was actually created in 2013, so it's been around just a few years. And there's two different ones. There's the regular raffle, and then there's the trifecta. So the regular raffle, there's 9 or 10 species. So deer, elk, mountain goat, pronghorn, lion, bear, several different species. And we will draw one winner for each of those species, and they get a license basically to hunt anywhere in the state. There's a couple restrictions in areas that have very low tag numbers, but for the most part, it's open. And so it's a really, really special opportunity. Then the trifecta, one winner is chosen, and they get to choose 3 of those species. And the Super Tag raffle tickets are $10 each. The trifecta tags are $30 each. And Raffle winners get to retain their preference points, and they are exempt from the once-in-a-lifetime restriction on like bison and mountain goat. So it's a really, really great opportunity. The tickets are not available at licensed selling agents. You do actually need to go to the Game and Fish website and purchase through the website. But it's open to residents and non-residents. So if you got friends that might be interested that live out of state, they're certainly welcome to put in. The deadline isn't until July. People have plenty of time, but just to encourage early sales, there will be, again, some raffle prizes for folks who put in early, and kind of some nice stuff, it looks like, and all of that will be done out of Cheyenne once they start. I think it goes through the end of November, so if you get your raffle ticket by the end of the month, you'll get entered in that drawing.
And how many winners do you have for the super tag and the trifecta?
So it'll be one per species for the super tag, okay. And then there's just one for the trifecta.
Just one winner on that trifecta.
Yeah.
Okay. Very cool.
It's a pretty special opportunity.
Certainly. And, of course, if hunters are out and about and they happen to witness a violation, how do they go about reporting that?
Well, there's a couple different options. You, of course, can always contact your local game warden or the Sheridan Regional Office. You can always call there during regular business hours. They can get in touch with a warden. Or after hours, you know, at night, on the weekends, whenever, you can always call the Stop Poaching Hotline, which is open all the time. You can visit with someone. They will take information and get it to a warden as quickly as possible who will respond. And that hotline number is 877-WGFD-TIP. T-I-P. It's either way, you know, a warden will come out and investigate. We just ask, you know, if you see something or hear something that you think is suspicious that might be a violation, just try to write down as much information as you can, the time, what you saw, where it happened, a vehicle description, a license plate is ideal. Basically, be a good witness and be willing to share that information. Folks can remain anonymous if they feel more comfortable doing that. No problem there. Though, you know, the dispatcher or whoever you visit with may want your information simply for the warden to get back in touch with you to ask additional questions. Okay. But aside from that, you can choose to remain anonymous.
All right. Talking with Christina Schmidt, Public Information Specialist with Wyoming Game and Fish. Christina, I thank you so much for taking the time and have a very happy Thanksgiving.
You as well.
Thank you very much. This is Community Speaks, and it's brought to you by The Prescription Shop on Fort Street. Stop into The Prescription Shop where they are so much more than just prescription medication. And keep it tuned, KBBS.